Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is a great pleasure to have with us Kenneth Timmerman. He is a man of many parts, among them the president and CEO of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, a prize-winning investigative reporter of many, many years, a best-selling author, including of Deception, the making of the YouTube video Hillary and Obama blamed for Benghazi, a novelist, and most recently, an envoy for this program, no less, to a very important meeting of the various Kurdish constituencies in Iraq, in Syria, in Iran, at a meeting they had just recently in Soleimania, Iraq. Ken Timmerman, so glad you made that trip, and thank you for coming back to tell us about what you found in Soleimania. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Frank. It's a pleasure, and it was a fascinating week I spent there.
Tell us a little bit about what you saw.
Well, first of all, this conference brought together, as you mentioned, the leaders of all of the Kurdish groups in Turkey, in Syria, in Iran, and also many in the Kurdish regional government in northern Iraq. They were discussing a future Kurdish state, but they were also discussing what was going on right now. And, you know, these are four different countries, four different groups of Kurds. They all aspire to a kind of united Kurdistan, and yet there are differences that divide them. I'll give you one example. I met with a co-president of the YPD, which is the Kurdish Democratic Union Party in Syria. They control territory on the ground, two cantons in northern Syria. They were not allowed by their Kurdish brothers in Iraq to cross the border at the normal border crossing. That was shut down, so they could not come. So they had to walk 16 hours under the guns of Iranian-backed Shiite militias near Mount Sinjar, very, very dangerous area, just to come attend this conference. Now, this said, Frank, the Kurds are after Israel, the Kurds are our natural allies in the Middle East. They are predominantly secular. They are predominantly anti-Islamist. They aspire to a democratic government with democratic expression and pluralism, but they need help. Or should I say, join the 21st century in many ways, both politically and economically. The KRG, for example, is hopelessly corrupt, still riven in this party-driven system where you have one half controlled by the Kurdish Democratic Party of President Barzani. They are beholden to Turkey. They are subservient to the Turks. And the other half of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, of the president, the former president of Iraq, Jalal Talabani, who have close relations to Iran, but not that kind of political and ideological subservience to Iran that the Barzanis have to Turkey. So it's a complex situation. They desperately need our help, and for 8 years, we have really been neglecting them.
What kind of help, Ken Timmerman, do these Kurds need, whether it's those in Turkey, whether it's those in the other areas that are at odds with one another to some extent, as you say, but also very much literally under the guns of those in the countries from which they hail?
Well, here's the great unifying factor. You're not going to believe this, or maybe you will. They all want a U.S. presence in the region. They believe that a U.S. presence, military presence, as well as a political presence, will help them resolve their own differences, will help them become better Kurds, so to speak. The Syrian Kurds who are working with us on the ground in Syria already have the experience of working with the U.S. military. The Iraqi Kurds have the experience of working with the U.S. military. Get this. I was repeatedly asked by Iraqi Kurdish officials, when are you going to open a Air Force base in Kurdistan? We want a U.S. Air Force base. Why don't we become the substitute for Incirlik? Or why don't we become the substitute for the U.S. Air Force base in Doha? We would love nothing better than that. They want us present on the ground.
which would considerably alleviate some of the stresses on our forces from operating in the two bases, one in Turkey and one, as you say, in Qatar. It is a great pleasure to have with us Kenneth Timmerman. He is a man of many parts, among them the president and CEO of the Foundation for Democracy in Iran, a prize-winning investigative reporter of many, many years, and most recently, an envoy for this program, no less. Let me ask you about Turkey, Ken Timmerman. One of the things I know that you are alive to is the growing hostility of that country's government under Recep Tayyip Erdogan to ours and our interests. It's playing out in real time in Syria, as you know. There have been revelations of American special forces operations on the ground in Turkey that endanger those operations. That's just the latest in a series of such, betrayals, is I think the right way to think of it. What is Turkey up to, and how is it playing out in this Kurdish drama at the moment?
Well, Turkey is mocking us. President Trump told Erdogan explicitly when he was here in May, we are going to help the Syrian Kurds. We do not want you to attack them. They are our allies. And yet Erdogan has attacked them now three times over the past month and a half, including last weekend when he bombed a civilian city, Afrin, in northern Syria. Why? Because it's the headquarters of the YPD, the Kurdish the Kurdish party that is controlling that territory, and that is a U.S. ally. Erdogan wants to be the geopolitical master, if you wish. He wants to be the caliph of the Muslim world. He said so openly. He wants, in his re-election campaign, he said, we are going to march as a Muslim nation to Jerusalem. I mean, this is what he has actually said to his own people. We don't seem to hear that.
Right. It's a cognitive dissonance. At the same time, of course, a country that you have long sought to help liberate, Ken Timmerman, in fact, won a Nobel Peace Prize nomination for your efforts in that regard, is the Islamic Republic of Iran. They, too, are very actively positioning for control of much of Syria after the destruction of the Islamic State there. What are the implications of that, Ken, and how seriously should the United States government be taking that prospect?
We should be taking it absolutely very, very seriously. They are on the ground also in Iraq, all over the place. I had to pay a lot of attention to my travel in Sulaymaniyah. Soleimani, Qasem Soleimani, you know, there are Kurd force people all over the place. I met with the head of PAJAK, the Iranian Kurdish opposition to the Iranian regime. There was a clandestine meeting because we were worried about being tailed by Quds Force officers.
And of course, the Quds Force is the Iranian Republican Guard's sort of terrorist strike force and a very dangerous operation.
That's right. They have both a very, very good intelligence operatives. They carry out terrorist operations and they train foreign forces. So they have now trained these popular mobilization forces, PMF, they're called by the U.S. and others, in Iraq. So you've got 100,000 Shiite militias backed by Iran occupying territory in the Nineveh Plain outside of Mosul, and they are seeking to create a land bridge into Syria to link up with Assad's forces and eventually the Mediterranean, and to have a door onto Israel from the north. This is extremely dangerous. My Kurdish friends in Iraq warned that there will be fighting between those Shiite militias and the Kurds probably later this summer or this fall. They desperately need U.S. help to counter that.
Yeah. And another factor is hearing increasingly that our friends in Israel are considering what the Iranians are doing to be a red line. When they draw a red line, unlike Barack Obama, it's a serious business. Ken Timmerman, again, welcome home. It's good to have you with us, as always. We'll talk with you again soon. Next up, we'll talk with John Malcolm of the Heritage Foundation about challenges to our Constitution and the rule of law. That and more, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.